It's not what you take and get, but what you give that makes life fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's not what you get that makes life fun, but what you give. We have one student, among many others, and he is in Las Vegas, and he has just started a private school. And in his private school, he has students from all over the world and all over Las Vegas being rather a melting pot for everything under the sun. So he has this wonderful school. And in this school, he has students who are learning all sorts of beautiful things. Well, now, Tony was very interested in having an operation such as a casino. He was interested in doing different things because of his Indian background, all the possibilities that he could have. And he was thinking of getting. And then all of a sudden, people came up to him and said, "I like what you say. I like how you say it. You have a very nice way of saying things, and thank you very much." And so Tony decided, well, maybe we'll have a school. So he started a school, and his wife is a rather brilliant lady, and she has gone on into education and other things and done very, very well and doing well. She just exceedingly found that her many talents never were satisfied. She wanted to do more and more and more things. Well, opening the school was ideal. So now she's teaching school, raising a family, raising a household, and doing a thousand other things, just like every other CEO does, in a very exceptional way. Well, now, she was never really too happy about a lot of things. She loved Tony very much, but the thing is, there was no pizzazz in their life, because they were always looking for ways of making money. And then the day came along when Tony decided they were going to start giving. And he was giving of everything of himself. He had been a bartender at Las Vegas for so many years and had been counseling as a bartender with all the people that came in that it was just a natural for him to go out and be a teacher. So now he's teaching in his special school. And it's an outstanding school that is doing just wonderful. You'll hear more about it later. And he called me a couple days ago, and he says, "Dr. Barley, I want to tell you something." And I said, "What is that?" "I sent you a donation." And I said, "Well, thank you very much." He said, "It's just the first of many, because my new school is doing very well, and I know that it's because of what you have done to help us make it grow that it's doing well." And I said, "Well, thank you very much. whatever your reasons for thinking that I'm involved is fine with me. Just and send your donations. We're happy to receive them here. But tell them what you're doing." And so he was explaining how he was teaching in this school and how these people from all over the world are getting so much good from his training and how it means a lot. Now, before that, Tony would always complain, "Oh, my long days, oh, my time, oh, you know, there's just, you know, not enough of what I want to do and stuff." Now, he's taking everything and he's pouring it into this wonderful school that he has, and the school is just progressing beautifully, and the people in the school are learning beautifully, and all because of Tony's change in attitude. He changed in the attitude of wanting it to be financially successful operation to wanting it to be not intellectually but educationally successful operation, and it is being just that. Sometimes it's very easy for us to just change our point of view, change our focus from the point of view that we think that the world owes us a living to the point of view that, hey, I want to tell everybody what I'm thinking about. I want to show everybody what I'm thinking about. I want to let the world see who I am. And then we start shining outwardly who we are within ourselves, and we find that a lot of people are interested in it. A lot of people want to know who we are. And it's not a matter of going out and getting something for nothing. It's a matter of giving ourselves totally and all the good of the universe just rolls in when we give unstintingly of who we are and lovingly of who we are, just openly and freely. We had an email this morning from Henry, our normal fellow, who comes visiting us quite often and sends us little memos now and then. And in this memo, Henry was remarking that life is sometimes very frustrating, very irritating. It shakes you up. And when life shakes you up, you just have to learn the lesson that he was reminded of this morning. And the lesson that he was reminded of this morning was that as he was going to have his morning cup of coffee, he was just having a great time. And his morning cup of coffee was just wonderful. And so he decided that he would have his morning cup of coffee. And he sat down at the table to prepare the cup of coffee. Now let's see if I find here his little talk. And here it is. So, he writes, "Friends, usually in my third cup of coffee especial de Henri in the morning, I put half and half and sweetener. So it was on this crisp blue-skied Sunday morning. Only thing is, I filled it up to the tippy-top. As I walked slowly from the kitchen to my chair by the window overlooking the Dharma Grove, my motion created a ripple action in the top of the cup. If I continued to walk, the ripple would have turned into a wave and spilled the coffee on the floor. So I stopped dead in my tracks and waited for the coffee to come to a quiescent state. I then continued slowly and successfully, without a spill, to my chair to watch the nuance of the morning light in the grove. You may be saying, 'Congratulations, Hanky, on your successful story.' And he says, 'Thank you. The successful story for me is to remember from this coffee caper is to stop and be still when the surface layer of life gets turbulent, to the point of spilling over. Like with the other coffee, it will only take a few seconds, or it could be a few days or a few weeks or other issues of life, but it makes all the difference once I proceed in poise and peace. Enjoy this day, my wonderful friends. Thank you for your friendship. And as the song says, slow down, you move too fast. Love, Henry." Henry is telling us some of the things that we are all quite getting into. And if we would just take a little more time and settle down and realize that this is what it all is about. So I wrote, "Beloved Henry, well observed, well remembered, well done. This is the type of thinking and action that I expect of you, my wonderful lad. If I take the tender moments of living and allow them to be the general moments of life, life takes over on a glorious hue, and I may have never noticed before. Thank you for sharing your coffee cup and its momentary surface. Have a lovely day. I love you, love her." We miss that oftentimes. Do you create people in your life bringing these things to your attention? Do you create people in your life bringing all of these wonderful concepts into your world? Do you create yourself doing it? Are you in charge? Henry lives in Florida, and that's across the continent here from California and San Diego. And yet, in just a moment, he's with us. And just a few moments before that, I received another email from Gertrude in Switzerland, around the world. And just a moment to come via the email, how glorious it is, and how wonderful it is. And you can be sure that as Gertrude is happy sending the birthday blessings that she received from all over for her birthday and for her grandson's birthday, who just turned 18, and for many other things. It's just fantastic what goes on in our world and how our life is filled with marvelous and wonderful things as we let go and slow down enough so that we don't spill the coffee, so we don't drop things around and make things as an unhappy thing. That's our life, but we can have it any way we want it. Now, how would you like to have your life, and how are you going to have your world? It's up to you. You make your claim on it, but just slow down long enough so that you don't spill the coffee. Slow down long enough so that you realize that it's not the getting that makes the difference in life. It's the giving, because that's what fulfills each one of us. So, Tony, Cordova, and Henry, and Gertrude, and all of you wonderful emailers, bless you, I love you, and I say to the world, I love you, I love you, I love you.